know is OC to the T, Octavia. And you know I'm with the homies.
Kid Ferrari Simmons.
And your favorite Ethiopian Sue Solo. Wow, y'all left me. That was really disappointing.
Sounds like you needed some tea or something.
After a week's hiatus, that was kind of disappointing.
What's happening, y'all?
A lot in this world, man. It's going crazy out here.
Apparently, 2020 is... I've been seeing people say it's one of the worst years ever. But I would like to say that 2020 is the year that we all woke up.
Most of us, definitely.
It is. And, you know, I think since 2019, like, everything is taking no prisoners. Like, life is going to be forever different.
Yeah, RIP to Lil Marlo, ATL legend.
For sure.
One time for Lil Baby Man, Hold Your Head, Big Dog. Marlo was lit out here in these ATL streets for real, both in the streets and, you know, musically. He had some bangers, man. So, you know, I just wish that his potential, everyone could see his potential, but, you know. Things happen, man, when you be in the streets for real, man. So RIP, Lil Marlo. Long live Lil Marlo.
Yes, yes. Condolences to his loved ones and everyone who cared about him all around the world. But, you know, it is time to go ahead and get into it in case you missed it.
Just in case you missed it.
Y'all, let's just go ahead and get into this Nick Cannon situation, this controversy.
Man, oh, man.
It's a lot. It is a lot. It all started when he made a statement that he believes that white people are savages. I mean, it was really like he was giving a white history. And
as he oftentimes does on his podcast.
Exactly. But I think this struck a nerve, especially in today's climate. Like, these people are like, hold up. Did he just say that?
Right.
Viacom gets wind of it. And obviously, Viacom is...
owns everything. Viacom owns everything.
They're major. And what we found out was, well, what I found out was Nick Cannon does not own Wildin' Out. You know,
that's
when I
crazy.
Learned that he
I
could be
he
fired from Wildin' Out, it really, it made me look at this situation from a completely different perspective. Like, how does this
watch
happen?
Your tone, sir.
Okay, so all three of us are in media, so we all understand what's going on. For the people who aren't in media and don't understand what's going on, these airwaves that we speak on mm-hmm. are owned from somebody.
Yeah.
The airwaves that we speak on that you're listening to us right now are owned by somebody. When we talk on our regular terrestrial radio, FCC airwaves are owned from somebody. That's why people on the radio are not allowed to curse. People on satellite radio are allowed to curse, but you can, it's a line that you can, like, you cannot cross. You can kind of get close to it. You can get a little, you know what I'm talking about? You can start straddling the fence a little bit, but you can't go all the way across that line because you don't own those frequencies that you speak on. And these are, and there are rules, and there are things that you sign when you get hired that you cannot say on these airwaves. So, the fact that I don't disagree with Nick Cannon, that's insignificant to the fact that you offended the very people that own these airwaves you're speaking on. And when you do that, player, there are repercussions to that. Now, I support Nick Cannon. I love Nick Cannon. I think he's a dope. Individual, I think he'll bounce back. I don't agree with what happened when he apologized, but I swear to God, I should have texted y'all yesterday. I was talking to wifey about it. I said, watch, he's gonna apologize. And when he apologized, our community, or not everyone, but a lot of people in the African American are gonna be upset. They're gonna start calling him names, and then he's gonna get upset, making the situation even worse. So in reality, you might have not have wanted to cross that line all the way over, which you did. All my fellow media personalities, be careful what you say on these frequencies. That's all I'm saying.
It is a fine line to walk. You know, how do you support being black? How do you speak up for your community without offending the oppressors, essentially? This is a very hard time. It's a very hard conversation to have. It's like... everybody was okay with Nick Cannon being who he was until he started getting real black. You know what I'm saying? Until the turban and the fashion and his conversation started to change. And it was like, wait a minute, this guy is too much. He's not the black man that we thought we had in the beginning anymore. And I think it was offensive and to them, and they had to show their power. We don't see this type of defense when white people talk about us in this way. We never see anybody come to our defense in this manner. But for Wildin' Out to be the longest, most successful running comedy show ever at this point, and for him to just be fired, to be fired from that show, from something that he still created. He created the show.
He created
every bit
it, yes.
of this show is his creativity, his art. And like Robbie said, I think he'll be fine. I think he will bounce back. But you're right. I did know that when he apologized, he was going to get a lot of backlash from that. And it's difficult because at this point, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. You know, it's like, okay, he realized that he offended some people. He wanted to apologize. That seems fair. But at the same time, we're talking about the oppressors who don't even give you the time of day to understand where you're coming from, what your point is, why the oppression that you suffer is significant enough to at least have them give a damn. It's yes. such a hard time.
But I just think in these times, it's important for us as media personalities to articulate our words to where we communicate it effectively. I think when people are receiving things that we're saying, we don't want to be all the way to a point where we're causing what Trump is doing, like causing separation. You feel me? I don't think that's what Nick was trying to do, but I do think he got riled up. I think he was in the moment. And I think, you know, he didn't do what Trina did, but I think he was in the moment. You know what I'm saying? And I think that when he was expressing himself, it kind of just went all the way over. And, you know, hey, man. Yeah, that's a tough one. I ain't gonna front, because now, look, everyone's mad at him. The people who he offended, the Jewish community, the people from Viacom, they're offended. And then now, his community, our community, is mad at him for retracting the statement and apologizing. So I'm over here like, damn.
Well, the moral of this story is, kids, watch the tone on the platforms you don't own.
Ooh.
Period. Bars. Now,
you gotta be mindful.
Go ahead, Sue. I mean, I was just getting ready to move on to the next hot story because I felt like those bars was just it. You know what I'm saying? But we got to talk about this Megan Thee Stallion situation and Tory Lanez. Okay, now that's what the streets are saying.
Tory,
so
did you shoot her or not? I don't think no side is communicating, but they did unfollow each other, y'all. Megan unfollowed Tory Lanez, and Tory Lanez unfollowed Megan.
And, well, here's my theory. Here's what I think. So yeah, I think this is a prime example of Napoleon complex.
I feel
like he got that, and I feel like whatever they were arguing about, he can really take it there.
This is what happened, y'all.
This is a prime example of Napoleon complex. Yeah. I could be wrong, but you know.
You're wrong. I'm gonna tell you
what.
Given Tory's history of going off on folks.
Listen, y'all, I know what happened. Okay. Well, I don't know what happened. I have a very good idea what happened.
Okay. What happened?
Megan put that crazy box on his ass, right? She hit him with the crazy box. They got into an argument, and when you put crazy box on short guys, now that's where part of Ox's theory is correct.
Exactly.
The Napoleon part is correct because she's tall, and she put that crazy box on him. And they got into an argument, and shit went left. That's what happened.
So hashtag who shot Meg was actually trending. Okay, because
on Twitter, I saw that.
At first, we all thought that Megan went to the hospital because she had a cut on her leg. But what ended up happening was, according to her own statement that she put out, she said that she was shot. And this was the same night that she went to Kylie Jenner's pool party with Tory Lanez.
Insert Soulja Boy shootout.
I hop out, I start shooting. Bow, 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 bow. Shot the nigga.
And then I shot the nigga.
Right. So what happened was, you know, the police were called. They said shots were fired from the car. You know, there's this video out of Megan walking backwards towards the police with her hands up, literally leaving like a trail of blood with every step. It's scary.
Very painful too.
It is scary. It looked painful as hell. Tory Lanez is already on the ground, hands up, like he done caught a gun charge. I mean, this was a lot.
Nobody cooperating. He's not gonna be good, y'all. Nobody's cooperating.
Nobody's cooperating. Like, they are keeping it G as fuck. Megan isn't saying nothing. Her homegirl that was in the SUV wasn't saying anything. Tori ain't saying nothing. Kylie damn sure ain't saying nothing. Nobody is going to say anything, but it's just making us wonder, like, what the hell really happened? Who shot
damn,
you?
Damn, Tori, you was in some good company over there, player.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you know what, though? It's all the way wrong. If Tori did shoot her, that's all the way wrong.
We're not going to find out the actual story, though, y'all. I'm telling y'all.
I don't think this is a story that we will ever really find out, but the streets are saying that Tori may have stepped out of his lane thinking that he could get with Meg, and the whole Napoleon thing is a common thing that people are saying in these streets.
I mean, Tori is a big deal. 5'3", 120. I don't know about all that.
He is, but we talking about the body.
Hey, man.
The Napoleon complex is real, and he
it's
got it.
It's very real.
She put that H-Town hottie, that hot girl Meg on him.
But you rather be, whether listen, he did it or not, if he did that, that's all the way out of line.
To the ladies with amazing box, when you give it to a guy and he starts acting irregular, that means your box is you have unicorn box.
It's no excuse.
So if you have unicorn box and you giving this guy grade A unicorn sex,
it's no excuse.
You're going to have to expect him to act irrational. His emotions are going to be out of touch. You're going to have to, She can't get mad. And that's her fault for giving him unicorn box.
No, it's not her fault for having unicorn box, okay? Shout out to the queens with unicorn box. It ain't your fault.
Thank you for my shout out.
Put the unicorn and the box emoji next to each other. That's what some of these girls got out here.
Yeah, thank you for my shout out.
It ain't your fault that these little boys can't handle a little something good when they get it, okay?
Shout out to my wife. She got unicorn box. Yes, love.
See? All right. Okay.
Energy. I just had to keep the same energy.
All right, well, let's move on into this little entanglement between Atlanta's mayor, Keisha Lance Bottoms, and Georgia's governor, Kemp.
Man. What is more hood than a mayor and a governor beefing?
Listen.
Now, that's real beef.
Yeah.
Listen.
I feel like we in the ghetto, for real.
For real. Jesus, what is your ETA?
We need to know today. We don't even have no more time to play. I mean, it's getting really real out here. So Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has been super vocal about her stance on COVID-19 and, you know, how much she believes that people should get tested.
She's been really looking out for us.
She's looking out for us, especially, you know, with her family now being, know, infected with the virus. She has it herself. Right. It is
I took the test and tested negative.
Oh, amen. Won't he do it?
I didn't like it though. I didn't appreciate that shit going up my nose.
I'm sure you didn't.
I'm sure it was uncomfortable, but the more you know, the better you can be. You can stay away from people. You can make people aware of what you have going on. You can basically take better care of your neighbors and your community if you know. Right. So I'm so down for her being as vocal as she has been about it. But everything that she does, Governor Brian Kemp undermines her.
Right.
He's like, hey, nah, like, she might be the mayor of Atlanta, but I'm the governor of this state.
Mm.
And what I say goes. She says, wear a mask. He's like, hey, we can't enforce it. Do what you want to do.
Governor Kemp is Donald Trump Jr.
Yes.
Governor Kemp does not care about black people.
No, he does not. He actually really honestly has shown his true colors. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms said it herself that she feels like his only goal is to appease Donald Trump.
Mm.
And it is obvious that he wants to be a part of this hidden or billionaire boys club that Donald Trump is a part of. Governor Kemp wants in, and he will do whatever it takes to have Trump on his side.
Let me know when the governor's mansion opens. When that opens,
exactly,
I think Hello. Outside will be safe.
Everything else can be open, but you can't do tours of the governor mansion anymore. We can go to hair salons, tattoo parlors. We can do everything.
African-American heavy things.
Exactly. It's super suspicious. It's really bad. I don't know what to believe about COVID-19 anymore, because every day there's something new. So at this point, I just want to stand clear of it, because I'm not going to give you any reason to mistreat me for anything, to give me... I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. You're not going to infect me with no COVID-19.
When you get the test results, you know that they held them at the CDC. The Trump administration is taking control of that now.
Yeah, and actually data has been lost since they've taken control of it. So this is one of the most corrupt
And that's scary to me, though.
It is extremely scary.
He doesn't want as much testing anymore. Let me tell you why. Because more tests equals more results. Mm-hmm. More positives equals a higher number. And his point was, in the other country, they don't have as much tests as we have. So he's saying the reason why their numbers are going down is because they don't have as much tests as we do in the U.S. Mm-hmm. We have more tests, which equals more positive results, which equals a higher number than all the other places. I understand the theory, but we should still
be testing. How are we going to keep track, though? It's like people just going to be dropping dead, and it's going to be like, oh, what was that? COVID?
Most of these other countries and places that he's talking about, they took COVID-19 a lot more seriously than we did initially. They had a grip on it a lot sooner than we did. Even when we learned more about it, he chose to continuously move at his own pace. They cannot compare what we got going on here to what these other countries have going on because they took different safety precautions. They cared about it a lot more than we did. They were out sanitizing the streets while people were in quarantine. We didn't see that happening here in the States. They just had us in the house. Nothing was going on. There was no sanitation of nothing. So our government is corrupt as hell. This is really bad. Donald Trump and his administration have really shown their ass, and the people that support him, y'all are fucked up.
And we got to vote, man. And I know right now it's getting crazy with who putting their hat in to running for president and all that stuff. We got to stay focused, yo. The main focus, get this fool out.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay. I hope that Donald Trump is never able to run again. I know that Kanye West is actually eligible to... He actually can run. You know, just so y'all know, Kanye West can really run for president this year, and he's going to.
But it's like an agenda to split the black vote, you know what I'm saying? It's just like confusion amongst everybody, especially the minority. It's like everybody... don't vote for Joe, vote for Kanye West. And then it's like, you know, everybody, we're going to split this vote so that, you know, the majority whites can vote Trump in and then he wins again. I just feel like it's such a distraction, yo.
It is. Well, Kanye filed all the necessary documents that, you know, he needed to file with the Federal Elections Commission. And he actually made Kanye 2020 an official campaign. And then he listed his party affiliation as birthday party. Like, that is his party affiliation, and he is now qualified as an independent candidate for president of the United States in Oklahoma, and he will actually for real appear on the general election ballot. So,
what are we doing?
You know, that bothers me.
It bothers me, too.
The rest of the world is laughing at the United States, and Donald Trump is in his own world. He doesn't want to be the president of a free world. He wants to be a dictator, and he's getting exactly what he wants, the celebrity attention, the celebrity support from Kanye West. They have something going on, and it is absolutely disgusting, but I hope that we never really have to see this go into fruition. Like, I really hope it's not a situation where we see this actually happening. So, Lord, okay, well, 2020, one hell of a year.
Can you expound on that, Rari, about your feelings on this?
Are you talking about Kanye splitting the vote? I think he's doing something foolish. It's kind of crazy. I think he kind of goes through these bipolar moments. And one minute it's, you know, he's doing some dope things. And then one minute he wants to do something off the wall, like run for president. Why? What is your reason why? And I would love to see him at a presidential debate of what he would say. And then my thing is, you know, these are real politicians you're going to go against. So if you, Mr. Kanye West, go up against Joe Biden, and that first, before we even get to that presidential debate, what are you going to be? Are you going to be Democrat, Republican? You're going to be independent? He's independent?
Mm-hmm. Independent. Okay. That's all he can at this point.
See, that just bothers me. That whole, just this conversation bothers me. And I hate giving anything energy that bothers me.
It just, and that's what I'm saying. It's just like it's a joke to me. Because for one, this man has already shown you who he is. And you guys are like, you know, for Chance the Rapper and everybody, you know, coming to his defense, putting more confusion out there. It's like there's one agenda to get Trump out. And it's not going to happen if certain people vote for a clown named Kanye or, you know, have people vote for Joe and then, you know, some people vote for another candidate that's out there that's running independent. It's like, yo, let's just all stick to one accord and get this fool out. And we already know what that is. We don't agree with Joe. It's the lesser of the evils, though.
Yeah.
I think.
Lesser of the evils, for real. But now we're so woke, not to cut you off. Mm-hmm. This election might be the most I've seen people talking about voting since maybe when Obama
And I just won. Be just over just, I just be sick of talking about it. Like, I refuse to even talk about it. But for you to go as far, you know, as he's gone right now, and then just to put confusion out there amongst the people, it's like, come on, yo, what are we doing?
His family did say that they believe he was going through an episode, you know, with his bipolar condition, and they felt that he would stabilize at any time. They said that they were in fear that this was one of the few episodes that he has a year, and I don't know what that means. He will stabilize, but what I do know is he, as of now, the latest detail on that is that he has paid his dues. He did what he needed to do. He has filed the necessary paperwork. The thing is, with his illness, with his condition, rather, you know, he's on a different level. So the things that he's going to try to do are going to be completely different from what the average person with his condition would do. Like, he is abusing his power. And it's unfortunate, you know, people with these conditions sometimes do things that we just do not understand. And I just hope that it doesn't get the best of him to the point where he affects the entire country, where he continues to embarrass the entire country, where he continues to, like Octavia said, put this type of negativity to the people, spread it to the people, this confusion. Lord have mercy, please do not vote for Kanye West.
Real quick. If I'm not, okay, I hate to say this, but let's just say he won. Did y'all know that Kim Kardashian would be the first lady?
Shoot, look at Melania.
Would be in the White House.
Melania is a whole porn star. Exactly. What are you talking about?
She'd be following in Melania's footsteps.
I know that part, but I'm just saying the Kardashians.
I know.
Would they shoot a Kardashian episode of her being the first lady?
Man, they would shoot TV? A Kardashian episode in the White House. What are we? What?
Wow.
All right.
We'd have this White is America. House Yeezys.
This is America 2020. All right, well, let's send some love and light to the Braxton family. Tamar Braxton was out in LA with her boyfriend David Adefeso, and he actually ended up calling the LAPD around 9:45 p.m. earlier this week and had to report that he found his girlfriend, Tamar Braxton, reality star, on the floor, unresponsive. He said that she had been drinking and taken an unknown amount of prescription pills. Sources said that, you know, David believes that it was a possible suicide attempt, which is really sad because sometimes I think when people look at Tamar, we see this strong, outspoken, I don't take no BS type of woman. But then to hear that she potentially or allegedly tried to commit suicide makes you look at her in a different light. It makes you kind of understand that maybe she has a different level of pain that we never noticed before.
For sure. For sure. And I've watched her on her on majority of her reality shows. And, you know, she is that outspoken person, but she is a very sensitive person at the same time, you know. And sometimes, you know, I don't know what could have caused this or whatever, but I know, like, a lot of times the bullying and stuff online and the beefs that she be in, it really takes a toll on her. And I just hope that that didn't play a part. But I'm definitely praying for her and her family because that depression is something serious.
You know.
You don't play around with stuff like that. So that's why, you know, I just hope, you know, everything's okay. And if that is what happened or if that is what she was thinking about, I ain't gonna front, it was a time in my life where I was feeling kind of, you know, in that type of mind frame. And yeah, that's serious. You gotta go get help if that's what it is. You know, she has people who care about her around her, so hopefully everyone sees that and is there to help, but she has to want to be helped.
Right.
Absolutely. You know, I'll definitely take a moment to thank the both of you guys and to our entire Baller Alert family because we could not do the show last week. I physically could not do this show last week. And you guys were just you reminded me that you're here for me. And if I needed some time off, that it was okay. And, you know, you realize that you're not the only person that goes through this. And it's better to be honest, to find that circle of people that you can be honest with. Because as soon as I said it to y'all, I feel like you both have been checking on me. You've been alert, and I'm grateful to you guys.
For sure.
So please make sure that you let people love you. You know, please make sure that you're being honest with what it is that you need, because people hurt in ways that you do not imagine, and you don't want to get into a situation where somebody surprises you or shocks the hell out of you with an attempted suicide.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So prayers to Tamar Braxton and that entire family. We are uplifting you, and we hope that you can make this make it through, you know?
Yes. And prayers to her son, and arms around that family for real.
And since we're talking on something like this before we go to the next thing, so Nick Cannon said, "I heard an entire community and it pained me to my core. Thought it couldn't get any worse. Then watch my own community turn on me and call me a sellout for apologizing. Good night. Enjoy Earth." Like, thing when people say stuff like that,
right,
don't take none of that stuff lightly.
No.
Because I think if we don't take, and I'm talking about anybody, not just Nick Cannon, but that right there is kind of disturbing, because you don't know how he is. You know, some people aren't as strong mentally as others, you know what I'm saying? And you never know what someone's going through mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are messages that we tend to ignore from other people. And then when it's too late, then we'd be like, oh man, I wish I could have done something.
Yes.
But it's always signs around us to kind of pick up on cues. But I just wanted to say that.
All right, y'all. Well, let's take a quick little break. And when we get back, it'll be time for Baller Mail.
You're listening to the Baller Alert Show.
Message.
All right. It is time for Baller Mail. Dear Rari and Baller Alert, I have a bit of an addiction with my man. I'm addicted to eating his ass.
What?
It started as a night gone wild because he always eats mine. So I decided to return the favor, and I got hooked. I want to eat his ass every day. The issue is, is he is starting to feel uncomfortable because he feels it's gay to him. But I've stressed that it's nothing gay between a man and a woman, so I'm unaware of the issue. Can you post on your page and talk about it on your Ball Alert show so I can see what people think? Thank you.
I think that she liked the reaction that he gave, but he's not comfortable with his reaction anymore.
I've never had that particular procedure done, so I don't know. I don't know how you feel, player, so I can't help you in that department. What I can say is, if you tell her or lady, if he's telling you he's uncomfortable with it, then you might want to not, you know what I'm saying?
Bend over and spread.
I don't be liking all that crazy stuff. I like the boom boom bam. You know what I'm talking about?
Hold your cough.
Listen, I think he enjoys it. I think he enjoys getting his ass licked by his woman, and I think he is disturbed at the idea that he enjoys it so much, because he always thought that that was something he would never do. But once he got it, he was like, oh shit. Like, he was with it, but then he realized, damn, this ain't something that I could talk to my boys about. So if I can't talk to my homies about this, then something ain't right.
I don't talk to my friends about my sex life with my wife.
Listen, some people do. Some people talk about what they like. Some people talk about what they want. And he may have had that thought, but the reality is, he is more uncomfortable with the fact that he likes it so much.
Yeah,
that's
a weird conversation to have with your friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro, my girl like eating my ass. Nigga gonna be like, what?
He ain't gotta say that. He can just say he like getting his ass ate.
Wait, what you say?
He don't gotta say who doing it.
Hold on. Now, hold on, bro.
Bend over, brother.
My ATL accent. Hey, hold on, bro. You like, what the hell going on, bro?
So what's the actual result?
Can't smoke
How
no
do you
blunts
get him
you,
to
boy.
Not think that? What you
don't
say?
Smoke with me, boy. No, don't. You can't smoke with me no more, boy. you can't. Nah.
Ooh, we ain't sharing no hookah, none of that.
Don't share no hookah with me. Don't smoke my blunts. You can't. You gotta have throwaway cups, big fella.
You come around, wear a mask.
Yeah, you gotta wear the Corona mask. You come around me, boy. Ooh. Corona go away, you still gotta wear a mask.
Oh,
my bad.
God.
Go ahead.
I ain't got nothing else.
Lady, this is to the lady. To the lady, I think if he's uncomfortable, maybe y'all try to bring another lady in there. Maybe you try to eat her butt and see if she likes it.
What? Wow. So she just got to eat it. Anybody's butt at this point.
I think you like eating butt. If you like eating butt, get another girl. Bring her in with your man. and then you eat her butt the whole time, and then, you know, let him do his thing with you, so you can eat butt. Because he doesn't want you to eat his butt, baby.
I just think that he feels like it's gay, so that's why he don't want to do it. But I
he
feel like
he doesn't want you to eat his butt. So as a man, I think maybe he should find you another butt for you to eat.
I feel like both of them like it, and they just both. I think that she needs to just reassure him that it's not gay.
So y'all think he like it?
I think that he likes it.
I absolutely believe that he likes it.
He just is
didn't say he didn't like it.
Yeah, he's just cautious about his reaction to it. Like, okay. He's like, damn, should I like this?
Right. I don't he's know uncomfortable if I should with like the this. Idea of liking it. He went his whole life not letting a woman do it. Like, don't touch my butt. Don't do that. Nah, I ain't doing none of that. None of that. And then this girl was like, you my man. That's what I want to do. We going to do it. And then he was like, well, that shit feel good.
Like, well done.
And now it messed him up. He's like, well damn.
I need your side effects. And hold on, we'll be right back with some more Baller Alert.
What's up, Baller Nation? It's yours truly, Miss Quad, from Bravo's Married to Medicine and TV One's Sister Circle TV Live. And I'm rocking with Baller Alert Radio. The culture deserves it.
And she smells good. She smells good.
The Baller Alert.
The dream is real.
Creep, creep.
Paying from it four times.
Creep, 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 creep.
Yo, I got a little comment creeping for the people one time.
Okay, what's up? What you got?
All right, so y'all know 50 is crazy, right? And y'all already know what he done said about, you know, exotic women and black women, which I totally do not agree with. I do not stand with that at all.
Come on.
So 50 on his page, at 50 Cent, posted the new Nia Long Netflix movie. He posted a picture of it and said, the eyeball emojis, and then he goes on to say, I'm gonna check this out, but I hope Nia ain't acting crazy as LOL. And so she comments under the post at I Am Nia Long and says, love you. I guess black women are exotic. I appreciate the support. And then the tongue out wink emoji. So I think that was some cool little shade, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was some cool shade. I mean, you know, again.
Nia Long is a beautiful brown sister.
Absolutely. Yes,
definitely. I was just saying to Wifey, 50 keeps the same energy. You either like 50 or you hate 50. Just pick a side, because he's not going to change.
Yeah, I feel like if he knew the black woman that he came from a little better, then his attitude would be a little different. But, you know, that's my cancer brother right there. I'm trying to understand them. Trying to understand the energy.
You know what they say about them cancers.
What Aries?
Y'all great.
You know, it's all about controlling the emotion.
Oh, happy belated birthday, Octavia.
I appreciate it.
Yes. We have Octavia to make sure that the Ball Alert family knows that.
Appreciate
happy
y'all.
Big birthday, OCT. Thank one y'all. Of the hottest producers thank in the
that
game.
Girl just
we
turned
absolutely
22.
Love you.
Appreciate that.
The big 22.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Well, I appreciate y'all, man. Thank y'all for joining us right here on the Baller Alert Show. Make sure y'all tune in next week, because we're going to have something for y'all.
Y'all know I got to do it.
Oh, I already know it. I'm setting you up for the, you know, I'm trying to hit right, you with the alley oop player. All right, Rory. Matter of fact, go ahead and tell us what you want to say. Go ahead and leave us with a word,
Rory. Well, you know, it's time, y'all. It's time for me to spread my wings and get high off life. Okay? Get high off life. Talk about the things that other peoples don't like to do. And I got a quote from my guy Pluto. I'm just different and comfortable in my own skin. I'm too infatuated with the truth to fall for a myth. Pluto. Future. Future Hive. You know the vibes.
I'm sick of you.
Future Hive.
Done. Get out of here. Have a good weekend. Be safe, black people. I love you.
Future. Free bands.
He for the streets.
Exactly. Keep that same energy, so he is for the streets. Head ass.
Baller Alert.
The dream is real.